T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I had to get up about 1 o'clock and let the dog out. So I did take a peek at the cell phone, and I was ecstatic to see that the Seahawks had won. Online now, radio.com sports NFL insider Mark Herzlich. Insider calls are brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk
to
you again.
Game last night.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
It was wild.
I bet it was. Didn't they have missed extra point or something?
Yeah, missed extra point, and then the batted ball, touchdown, just a wild game.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to do on that. It looked like a volleyball play, but I guess in the heat of the moment, you don't know whether you should try to bat it down or just let it go where it goes, right?
Yeah, well, it's one of those where you teach defensive backs on Hail Marys to bat the ball straight down so you never tip it backwards to an opponent. Same type of thing. I get what he's trying to do, knock the ball away, but he tapped it up, and that caused an issue.
It was like a setup in volleyball almost.
Exactly, yeah.
Tell me about the playoff picture here as it relates to the Saints. Obviously, if they beat the 49ers on Sunday and they win out, they are the number one seed, have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, correct?
Yeah, sorry, you broke up real quick. What was the question?
Well, I get emotional when I talk about it, Mark. And that is that the Saints, due to the victory by the Seahawks last night, the Saints are the number one seed now. If they beat the 49ers on Sunday, they'll take a big step toward claiming that number one seed. And then if they win out, and the schedule is not that tough from there, really, after the 49ers, we're looking at the Colts, Titans, and Panthers, they will firmly have that number one seed in hand. How likely do you think that is to happen?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will happen.
Really?
I like their chances. I like their chances against San Francisco next week. They're coming off a 3-game winning streak. The Saints are, and they just they seem to be playing well. So anytime you have to go through New Orleans in the playoffs, it's difficult. And if they can secure that home field advantage, it'll be such a big win for the Saints. I think it'll lead them to some success in the playoffs as well.
Mark, I don't know if you watched the game on Sunday night. Thanksgiving night. I'm confused with the holidays. If I'm San Francisco, and I'm not saying this to make fun of the Saints, and I'm not saying this to be stupid at all, but, man, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to kick on sides till they stop it.
Yeah. you're exactly right. I mean, some really good kicks, the little short hop, I mean, to get two of them is out of control. That's going to be something that I'm sure is practiced over and over and over again. So anytime you show a weakness, it's attack it till they stop it, and they have to stop it.
And the whole idea of this is to have the people up front, not the hands people, blocking, right? To keep the other team from getting to the football where the hands people can catch it. Let me take a step back. When we come back, you can explain to it ideally what a receiving team for an onside kick is supposed to do, although in a Detroit game, they took a very non-traditional approach and recovered the ball as well. If you have any questions or comments about the Saints, I'd love to hear from you at 870-870, and I'll pass them along to Mark Herzlich, our friend, radio.com sports NFL insider. And those onside kicks, I can't tell you what I said when it happened, because I said the same thing each time. And it was this weird sense of onside kick deja vu. 8:20 now. Here's traffic on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, in case you are just waking up and didn't check the phone as I did in the middle of the night to see what happened with the Vikings and the Seahawks. Despite a volleyball interception, the Seahawks managed to pull out the victory. And as a result, the Saints have the number one seed. If they win out, they will have that number one seed throughout the playoffs. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, with four games remaining, do you think the Saints will win out? As it stands now, about 70% of the people are saying yes, they will. Our guest is Mark Herzlich, insider, NFL.com insider from Radio.com. Mark, when I look at the San Francisco defensive line as it relates to the Saints, these guys are big and fast and quick and strong, and I don't see an ounce of extra weight on any of them.
No, there's not a whole lot of body fat up front. These guys, they really move. They get off the ball. They use their hands well, and they're solid. I mean, the 49ers' entire defense is solid, and when they can create pressure from only bringing four up front, it really allows guys like Richard Sherman to tee off on the outside. So yeah, they are stout, and I think when you look at the matchup, it's been something that Drew Brees has been really good at his entire career, is neutralizing those pass rushers by getting the ball out quickly. So they're going to have to be able to do that in order to slow down the pass rush.
Yes, 49ers line is, to me, is so different and so successful. You know how the NFL is a copycat league, and I think way back in the day, Denver had the lighter, quicker offensive linemen. Remember, and then the NFL started to go that way. You think the 49ers could set a new model, if you will, for defensive linemen?
Yeah, I think that they saw a little bit of what the Rams did and Aaron Donald, and that kind of like smaller, although quick and powerful defensive tackle. And then on the outside, it's exactly right that that Von Miller type guy on the outside that's not huge, but he has just incredible explosiveness, and that it allows them to do multiple things on defense. They can drop defensive ends out, they can drop defensive tackles out into pass coverage and bring pressure from different areas as well.
All right, so going from what happened Thursday night with the Saints and the Falcons and Sunday with the Ravens and the 49ers, what do you see in terms of strengths and weaknesses, and what does each team have to do if they want to win?
So for the Ravens, they just have to continue doing what they're doing.
No, wait. I asked that question wrong.
Okay.
In other words, for the 49ers, if they're going to beat the Saints based on what they did against the Ravens, what are they going to have to do, which in turn would expose the Saints' weaknesses and the other way around?
Gotcha, yeah. Well, so I think what they need to do is continue to feed Morsatt. He is a back that's versatile out of the backfield. They swing the ball to him out in the flat. They were able to run the ball at the middle. I was really impressed, and I guess, frankly, a little surprised how well they ran the ball against that Ravens defense. And so I think they're going to have to do it on the ground game and put Jimmy Garoppolo in some situations that he can – use his legs on third down. He can also throw the ball. But third and short, you don't want to have it be third and seven, third and eight, just because there's too many things that can go wrong in those situations.
Mm-hmm. And what about from the other side? Saints offensively, Michael Thomas could be enough, or do they have to work another receiver into it, like Jared Cook? And I don't know if you've seen Jared Cook play or not, but he seems sometimes to struggle catching the ball. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I think he had some injuries earlier this year. Has a few drops every now and then, but he's a good red zone threat, a good red zone target. And it always seems like there's either a good back out of the backfield or a tight end that gives Drew Brees a second outlet. And if you can consistently hit some guys over the middle like a Jared Cook, then it'll keep those safeties honest and you free up Michael Thomas on the outside for some of the deeper shots. So I think you're exactly right. You can't just go to Michael Thomas all the time. You got to check down underneath. You got to get the play action game going a little bit. And when Drew Brees is at his best is when he gets that play action game, gets back and knows where he's going to let the ball go and let it fly.
Thank you, Mark. A pleasure as always. Mark Herzlich, NFL.com insider from Radio.com. NFL insider from Radio.com. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll with four games remaining. Do you think the Saints will win out? I give you the results when we come back. Right now, WWL First News with Chris Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.